There's a song about relationships, and I mentioned earlier that I think that this journey of life that we have here on this planet is really about two things, relationships and communications. And this was born out of a kind of rough time misunderstanding between the love of my life and myself. And it's a song called Isle of You, spelled I-S-L-E of you, but sounds kind of like I love you intentionally. And it's about the dance, you know, the lows and the highs, and when at the end of the day, all we really, in our heart of hearts, want to say is I love you. The truth is so simple and the plan is so clear, but we love our complications. So oftentimes it takes great teachers to complicate the simple truth sufficiently enough so that we understand it better. And that's kind of where this song was born. It's got some poetic metaphors in it, but I think I'll let it speak for itself. It's called I Love You.
Felt like we were drifting, tossed about by waves of confusion, caught up in the undertow of delusion, within the ocean of our dreams. Yet I could see us flying, soaring on the airwaves of wonder, lit up by the sun through lightning and thunder, loving, making rainbows. There are more than two sides to every story, just depends upon the teller's point of view. And every single character's perspective about the nature of the seas round the Isle of You. But I remember crying, my heart was breaking cause you couldn't hear me, when I was trying so hard to speak clearly. The dream faded away until we woke up laughing, remembering the way we were mistaken for love that never dies is not forsaken. And now we know how true. There are more than two sides to every story, it just depends upon the teller's point of view. And every single character's perspective about the nature of the seas round the Isle of You. And when we cross that bridge between to see beyond what we did mean, we see true meaning. We can't take back what has been said because of lines we have misread, when all we meant to say was the I love you. There are more than sides to every story, just depends upon the teller's point of view. And every single character's perspective about the nature of the seas round the Isle of You. I love you.
you.
Isle of You by Chris Van Cleave, here today for Song of the Soul. That's one of your upcoming projects, right? And it's not out, is it? People wanted to get a hold of it. Could they get a hold of that recording other than via this Song of the Soul interview?
It might be on the website. My wife is my webmistress in her case. Yes, it's from a project called Presence, which is another Christmas story about a family that is going through hard times economically about a week before Christmas, and quite a journey in that regard. And